Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing the Consul General of the Republic of Turkey here in Toronto, Mr. Erdinç Şen. He successfully completed a bachelor's degree in international relations from the Faculty of Political Science, along with a master's degree in international relations. In addition, he is currently completing a PhD. I'd like to sincerely thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today. And I'd like to begin by asking you the following question. As the Consul General of the Republic of Turkey here in Toronto, please discuss the significance and the impact of the work that you do.
Well, Canada is an important place for us. And first of all, I would like to thank you, the NATO Association of Canada, yourself, for giving me this opportunity. Canada is an important place for Turkey, and Turkey is an important country for Canada. We have been allies with NATO, and we have been in many other international organizations, including G20, together for decades. And I'm very privileged to serve here, you know, for the betterment, for the further betterment of our relations between our countries, and also to serve our people here living in Canada. We have about 100,000 Turks living in Canada, and about 60% of them are living in Ontario, and about 35,000 of them are living in the GTA. Most of them are Canadian citizens, and they are as old as this country. We see the first Turks arrived here in 1850s, and then, you know, it's not very well known in our common history, but you know, Canada was a party to the Dardanelles War, which we created an eternal friendship. And after that, you know, we have been in Canada, in NATO, and all other alliances, all other organizations. So here, you know, I'm happy to be in the territory of a friendly country, a beautiful country, you know, for the betterment of our relations, for the betterment of our community's life here. I'm looking forward to serving on that regard.
And in terms of the work that you do as the Consul General of the Republic of Turkey here in Toronto, you have made a significant impact on the community overall in terms of building a strong relationship between Turkey and Canada. You've also been actively involved as, you know, as a scholar and as an academic. You've engaged a lot of the youth through conferences, roundtables, and events that you've been involved in. So with that in mind, what message would you like to share to the young professionals out there who are interested in perhaps pursuing the field of diplomacy?
Diplomacy is very important, and I believe that nowadays it has become more important, because today, globally, we are facing global threats that we need each other. We need to, you know, stand shoulder to shoulder with each other. And diplomacy is our most important tool in that regard. Because in diplomacy, it is the, you know, it's the less expensive tool for solving our solutions. You know, diplomacy is an alternative to some other means, like the military means, or the other things that we see nowadays. And you know, I highly encourage all graduates of political science, you know, to consider to become diplomats. Diplomacy means also to be able to do the impossible. So if they would like to, you know, deal, if they would like to try to do the impossible, I highly encourage them to become a diplomat.
And throughout your career, who has inspired you to become the successful diplomat that you are today?
I believe that the most important diplomats in Turkey was Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. You know, he was such a diplomat. He was he started his life as a military man, and you know, later he became a great statesman who created the Republic of Turkey. But also, you know, he was such a diplomat. He, all his messages and everything is valid. Also today, the message that peace in the world, you know, peace at home, peace in the world, is, I think, the most important message, one of the most important messages he gave. And it is, it is the very foundation of diplomacy. So, you know, I think that my mentor, and who I'm looking at, is Mustafa Kemal Atatürk.
And I want to mention that you previously attended the senior course at the NATO Defense College in Rome. What would you say were some of the most crucial lessons that you learned as a result of completing this course?
The aim of the NATO Defense College is to teach you how to reach a consensus. In our daily lives, we don't know, the importance of consensus or how it is difficult to reach a consensus. It is a course for 6 months with all NATO countries and PFP and even the Mediterranean dialogue and beyond. And there they teach us to reach a consensus. We are successful in our committee that we were able to reach a consensus. But there, I learned that it is not very easy to reach a consensus. And also, you learn the importance of reconciliation, the importance of give and takes, and the importance of acting for the good of all, to be successful. Instead of pursuing your own goals, you learn that you should pursue a common goal so that you will be successful altogether. I believe in the various sense of the importance of NATO Defense College, and also I highly advise to diplomats and several other people working for their governments to attend the course there.
And I want to mention that with my background, I completed, as you know, a bachelor's in legal studies at the University of Waterloo. Then following that, I decided to pursue a master's in public service at the University of Waterloo as well. Currently, I'm completing a law degree through the University of London's international program. I successfully completed my first year, and I'm on to my second year right now. And after conducting some research about the NATO Defense College, it's certainly something that I'm interested in looking into. And at the same time, I'm looking into pursuing a career in diplomacy. Now, with my background, I have a Polish background, and I've been actively involved with the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce, and as a result of doing work at the NATO Association of Canada, I want to mention that it's been a privilege and an honor to, have the opportunity to meet various diplomats in the community. And as a result of joining, I've had the privilege of working with you on various projects in the past. And I was going to say that being exposed to the world of diplomacy is a great way to obtain a better understanding as to the value and the significance and the impact of diplomacy. So for the youth out there who are perhaps graduates of political science who are looking at various opportunities that are out there, whether it be an internship or an opportunity to work in an office for the government or in a consulate, what would you advise those students to do, for specifically those who are looking into, perhaps becoming a diplomat but want that hands-on experience?
I believe that in their university, they should be very active.
Yeah.
Attending a university, doing courses or something else. But I believe that to become a successful diplomat, you should be a very active student.
Mm-hmm.
Looking around and attending all kind of think tanks, meeting and other things, and read and also write. In diplomacy, writing is very important. It's always said the drafter, has the upper hand.
Yeah.
And so you should be a good drafter. And in that regard, writing is very important, because writing is also forcing you to think about what you write. So I advise you to write them articles and some other things, and attend as many as events they can. And also, it's important for people, to know, to learn, in advance what they would like to do. So if I were a new graduate, I would try to do an internship at a State Department, at the Foreign Ministry, and internship at a think tank, an internship in some other place. So I would try to do myself, I would try to see myself what's best for me, because nothing is as you dream of.
This is true.
Diplomacy is very nice, but it might not be suitable for you. Or a think tank, expert, to become an expert is very nice, but it might be suitable for you. So I advise them to look at every option and, choose what they are going to do after that. And also, I advise all of them in today's world to have, graduate studies. And Canada you are very fortunate, the Waterloo University and other universities are very well known. And it's a must today, to have a graduate study when you have the chance. Because when you're going to join the ministry or when you will start working, you will not be able to do that. You will not have time for that. So you better do that when you have time.
Definitely. I strongly agree with you. And I think that it's so important for today's young professionals and youth to examine all of the opportunities that are out there and to also be actively engaged in the community. Because completing a degree is one thing. It's important to complete a graduate degree. These days, you know, having a master's degree, a PhD is highly beneficial. But like as you said, also looking at various internships and positions available in think tanks is highly valuable for anyone who wants to, you know, pursue the public service or pursue diplomacy. And writing an article to two articles is great. And that's something that we do at the NATO Association of Canada. We have a team of program editors, interns, who actively publish 1 to 2 articles every week as a result of becoming a program editor at the NATO Association of Canada. I've been provided with many opportunities to do interviews with diplomats, government officials, and highly influential members of the international community, international relations, global affairs, diplomacy, and also the legal community. So taking that initiative to go out there and speak with successful diplomats such as yourself can only help you obtain a better understanding as to what's required of a diplomat. You have an extensive background in terms of diplomacy. From 1996 to 1999, you served as the Deputy Directorate General for Slavic Countries and the Caucasus at the Turkish Foreign Ministry. Afterwards, you served as Director of Protocol and Deputy Chief of Cabinet at the Office of the President of the Republic of Turkey between 2000 to 2007. Consul General, what would you say are some of the biggest achievements that you are proud of as a result of serving as the Director of Protocol and Deputy Chief of Cabinet at the Office of the President?
You know, I feel myself lucky, you know, I was given the opportunity by my state, by my government, you know, to serve in those offices. So in addition to Foreign Ministry, I was able to serve at the Office of the President, the Office of the Speaker of the Parliament, and Office of the Prime Minister for some time. So, you know, for a diplomat, you know, diplomacy is a closed circle. The foreign ministries are like a closed circle, you know, that you don't have a lot of outreach. But in my, you know, this experience within the Office of the President, which is like it's representing all colors of Turkey, you know, all the institutions of Turkey are there. It is a similar thing in the Speaker's office. It is the heart of the politics in Turkey, the heart of the democracy. And I served there as a chief of cabinet, so which and foreign policy advisor, you know, where I learned a lot about how to act, what to do in democracies, and the importance of parliament in democracies, and also in the prime minister's office, you know, I learned how the state is run. So I feel myself lucky, you know, to have that experience. So I feel that it always gave me a very wide angle to look at the issues from different, you know, aspects. And I believe that a successful diplomat, you know, for some time be able to, you know, work in various institutions, you know, go to various educations, which, you know, is a constant training for you. Because I believe in lifelong learning, that you should always learn, you should always, you know, try to update yourself. And I try to do that through my experience in various offices and academic work I try to do.